With a name like Environmental Advocates, you would expect its members to be upset if the legislature did not adequately address their priority environmental issues. The advocacy group routinely issues grades on Senate and Assembly members' voting environmental records. Executive Director Dave Gall released their latest assessment this week, saying the Senate's grades are pathetic.
The Senate is risking having the worst score in a number of years. The Senate Republican majority has an average score of 36. The Senate Independent Democratic Coalition has an average score of 38. So we're potentially seeing some of the worst Senate scores in many, many years.
Environmental Advocates says the Senate voted on 6 pieces of environmental legislation and claims 2 were environmentally hazardous. Gall says most of their so-called super bills have yet to see action in the state Senate.
The fracking legislation,
correct,
requiring a public health assessment and wouldn't allow any permitting for fracking to happen until that public health assessment is done. There's another bill that would protect kids from toxic chemicals, the kind of products the kids use on a regular basis. There's another bill that would basically help New York reduce its emissions and limit its contribution to global climate change. So those are the kinds of things that we want to see the Senate take up by the end of the year, and they still can do it.
While the lowest scores of 28 points were shared by Independent Democratic Conference Senator David Valesky of Oneida and Republican Senators Kathy Young of Jamestown and Bill Larkin of Cornwall-on-Hudson, Gall says it's the Senate leadership that has blocked action on environmental legislation.
This is a failure of leadership. The leadership in the state Senate doesn't value environmental issues like the people of the state of New York, like the constituents of the senators in these districts, as opposed to the Assembly's stellar record on environmental issues. The Assembly has taken action on just about every piece of our agenda.
New York Public Interest Research Group Senior Environmental Associate Laura Height calls the results of the scorecard disturbing, especially in the wake of rhetoric that promised environmental progress.
The Senate has done really a terrible job this year, and it's particularly disappointing because one of the claims of this new majority coalition leadership, that's the Senate Republicans plus the Independent Democratic Committee, was that we would see more sort of forward-thinking legislation. A lot of the bills that they have passed are bad ones related to the environment. So it's been a big disappointment.
While the environmental groups are disappointed by the lack of action in the Senate, they applaud the State Assembly for its environmental actions this session. That includes passage this week of a bill creating a mandatory mercury thermostat collection program. And it's a measure that New York League of Conservation Voters Legislative Director Ricardo Gatla says is one of the few that could pass both chambers.
There's a lot of environmental bills out there, and many of them are one house bills. This is one of those bills that has a chance of passing both houses and becoming law. One of the important criteria for us in identifying a priority bill, which this is one of for us, is the bill having a life in both houses and an opportunity for that bill to become law by the end of the session.
Environmental Advocates annually identifies pieces of high-priority legislation and ranks them with other significant bills. It then scores legislators on their activity on those bills. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.